It's time for the Pawnee City Coaches Show. Indians coach Mitchell Shepard joins us for this week's visit. Coach, a week off last week for the Pawnee City Indians, and I always view that as good news, bad news. It's probably all right to let everybody rest up a little bit, but, man, when you're rolling along undefeated, you don't like that week off, do you?
You know, it's kind of tough getting out of that, you know. I mean, I don't think we'll get out of rhythm. But that's always a fear. You know, we've had a good week of practice, I've thought so far. But it is definitely nice. You know, we had some nagging injuries that we wanted to address and just get time to heal up. So that's definitely a beneficial part. And another beneficial part of it is we need to go back to the basics a little bit, you know, a little more conditioning, and especially focus on some fundamentals and technique and refine our scheme just a little bit. So that's one thing that I like about it.
I talked to a lot of people that haven't seen you play this year, and they know I've seen Pawnee City play a couple of times, and they go, man, are they really that good? I said, yeah, they really are. And then they go, well, what's the deal with them giving up all the points? I said, I don't know. I said, because the defense is solid. It's sound. But you have given up some points, and I guess that's what everybody that's going to play you the rest of the year, once we get into the playoffs here, is hoping for, that you guys will give up some points and they can outscore you, which I'm not sure is possible. But what's the deal with the points you are giving up?
I think it's a product of a lot of things. You know, we lost five seniors last year that started for us on defense, and they were number of year starters, and that's tough to replace. We got five new kids out there that are getting their feet wet, and they're getting better each week. But I thought early on, especially, you know, some of the things that we were doing was not sound. It wasn't technically sound. Peaking the backfield when we should, not playing our keys, not getting our back pedals, you know, and just not doing what we teach every day in practice. And we're getting better at that aspect, but we've still got a ways to go, obviously, and hopefully we're fortunate enough to shore those up against Sacred Heart, because we're definitely going to have to play sound defensively to have a chance in the game.
We'll come back, visit more with Coach Shepard. We'll talk about a big matchup coming up on Thursday night, Pawnee City at Sacred Heart, after this timeout. Welcome back to our Pawnee City Coaches Show as we visit with Coach Mitchell Shepard as the Indians getting ready to travel to Falls City to take on Sacred Heart in a Thursday night game. You guys had last week off. I'm sure those kids can't wait for Thursday night to get here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of kids that really like to play football, so that's going to be something that they're going to be itching to get out there and get the pads popping. So I think we're definitely ready for Thursday to get here.
You've got a great teaching tool in your back pocket going, fellas, look what happened last year. We went and thumped Sacred Heart. We played them in the playoffs. Was not an easy night. You can play that card all week, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sacred Heart's one of those teams, you know, they're always well-coached. They've always got kids that, I mean, they've got a lot of tradition. And when you've got that tradition, it's a definitely benefit because they're used to it. You know, they expect it year in and year out what they're supposed to do, and they're always going to give you a unique challenge just because of the things that they do offensively and defensively as well.
I've not seen the Irish but one time earlier this year all the way back to their Mountain City. I think it was the third week of the season. What's the concern with the Irish for Pawnee City?
You know, they're athletic. You know, they're not the biggest team out there, but they got some speed out there that's going to challenge us, especially their vertical passing game, their option game, and just all their multiple sets that they use. Coach Goltz is really, really good at that. I mean, it's a headache to prepare for because he does such a good job of setting them up for success. And you got to align to that correctly, and if you don't, you're going to get burned on it. So that's something we've really got to focus on.
As this show airs, I've not taken a look at the playoff points yet. I know Pawnee City and Sacred Heart are both sitting real well. Obviously, the winner gets a little bump Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, we're both Division I teams as far as points go, and so the winner's going to get 50 and the loser's going to get 38, and, you know, that's going to impact some playoff seedings for sure. I don't think it'll bump any team, you know, around too much, but, you know, either way, we feel pretty good about our seeding coming up.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game Thursday, and we do invite all the Pawnee City fans to be listening on Sunny 101.3 Thursday night. Coach, good luck Thursday.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Our Pawnee City Coaches Show is brought to you by State Line Ag, by Pawnee County Memorial Hospital, Pete's Pharmacy in Pawnee City, by Smith Auto of Pawnee City.